Hello, Audio Boo. It's Pawari here again. It's still Sunday, the 22nd of April, and it's just coming up to about 5:30. I've just spent the last hour catching up on Audio Boos, and I've been particularly listening to the trackpad debate. And Simon, I know Acrobat referenced me a couple of times, and Simon specifically asked about my settings and how I'm using my trackpad. Probably posit that I am not same sort of user as you, Simon, and I'm not sure how helpful my input will be. Firstly, I cannot use a mouse. I was getting extreme pains, an RSI from using a mouse, so a mouse is pretty much off the table for me. So for a couple of years I started using a Wacom tablet. It was a fairly old one now. And I have to say, I did love it. It was great for Photoshop and various other uses. But the one thing that drove me up the wall with it was, one, how much space it took up on my desk, because it was a fairly large tablet. And two, I was constantly losing the damn pen. I was always putting it down somewhere and then forgetting where I'd put it. It would get buried with all the rubbish on my desk. It was getting really annoying. And also, Wacom, I don't know whether they've improved this, but certainly it was at a period where they didn't seem to be updating their drivers frequently enough. And there'd be things that would go wrong, programs that wouldn't work quite well with it, and various other issues which just drove me up the wall. And I think when the new OS X came out, and I really balked it, and at that point I bought a trackpad. And I love it. It's really small. It fits on my desk. I can do everything that I want it to do. I can't say that I've got any particular gripes with it or even think about it from day to day. I just use it. I know I had a problem adjusting to start with when it's something about swiping up or down, did the opposite way around to what you expected when you were scrolling. And I can't remember if I fixed that by changing it in the settings or if I just got used to it. I really wouldn't be able to tell you. I could probably do a screenshot of my settings if you like. If I changed anything, that would probably be the only thing I changed. But I just don't really think about it. I have switched out to a mouse when I've played games, but now I don't use my Mac as my main games machine, as we've got an Xbox now, so that's not been an issue anymore. But I found that a lot of the games, you just don't have the twitch capability of the gestures, and obviously, you know, it's much harder to manoeuvre around in a RPG style game and react using a trackpad than a mouse. So I'd use a mouse for that occasion only. And I would imagine if I went back to doing a lot of Photoshop work again, which I'm not at the moment, then I would probably go back to a pen tablet for a while for those specific instances. And I still have my Wacom in the desk drawer for if I need it at any point. But other than that, I don't use GarageBand. I don't use Photoshop much anymore. I tend to use Snapseed. I tend to use it on my iPad. Or if I do use it on the iMac, I'm not doing such precision masks and things like that anymore at the moment. Need the fine detail that you would need from a pen and tablet. So no, I never had a laptop. So, well, I have had a laptop, but not a Mac laptop. So I've never had that that having to change between different gestures. That must be really, really annoying. I can see why that would be problematic. And perhaps that's why Acrobat didn't really get on with it either, because obviously he's used to the trackpad on his MacBook Pro. So, but yeah, I had an iMac. I never used the trackpad before then, so it didn't seem to me to be that big a jump. But so I'm not sure that's really been helpful, but I think I'm possibly just a different user and the trackpad happens to suit the way I work. Anyway, hope that helps. Bye now.